This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Global investors sold a net $6.2 billion of Thai equities in 2013, and that's the most since 1999. After 2 months of street demos and ongoing protests, and what the government is saying now is that February 2nd polls are still on. Do you expect the political stalemate to continue and spiral?
Unfortunately, yes. Failure to get the desired objective could push the group into desperation.
How worried are you about Thailand, Maria?
Worried, but I think thus far we are experiencing what I can call transition pain. So I still view this as generally temporary.
Well, against the dollar, the baht has slid more than the other regional currencies as political turmoil is worsening. Should we expect further downward movements for the baht? And if so, how much further downward are we looking at?
Yes, the baht did weaken more for a while, but it is getting better now. Well, that said, the general trajectory for the currency is really downwards.
Well, on the upside, Aberdeen is buying in, and so is another one of a top Thailand stock picker, and they're pointing out how Thailand has emerged strongly from a number of crises in the past few years. Mark Morbius is unfazed as well, and he says that Thailand's past resilience has made him committed to the economy. What do you think of these diverse views? Do you think it's the time to go in, or should investors wait a little bit more?
Yeah, I think it's not yet time to go in. I believe we are headed for a broad-based earnings downgrade that could slash growth estimates on profits in some sectors. I would like to wait for that downgrade. I think by end of February, we will have a good sense of how terrible 2014 will be for the corporates.
Well, it sounds as if investors should stay reluctant, even though prices are cheaper as well. The potential downgrade would bring prices downward as well. But in the meantime, do you think the market has priced in the political uncertainty and its impact?
Not yet, I think. I think at this level, no. The market has not priced in the political impact, especially on the economy. One of the K-Bank's presidents mentioned that if the turmoil goes into the second half, Thailand's GDP growth could drop to about 2.8% from the base case of 4. That is not a small downside in my view, especially if we consider that in 2013 we had a very anemic growth, probably less than 3% that the GDP is expecting for the 2013.
Well, you've lived through quite a number of the political crises and the unrest in Thailand as you are based there. Do you feel that it's different this time since you are there yourself? And do you see a peaceful resolution to this, even though it might take a while?
Yeah, I've been here for 25 years, Chun, and I can tell you that it's different this time. First is that the players are older. I am afraid that this time the way to a solution may not be that peaceful.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, if investors were to go in February, or if they were even really considering that, perhaps they should consider somewhat more defensive sectors?
Yeah. There are actually companies or subsectors wherein a downgrade the risk for downgrade is much less. For example, some property companies that are pre-sale driven, industrial estate, and so on.
What's the business impact then on the longer term scale as well, Maria? I mean, as you say that you feel that it's different this time as you have been in Thailand for 25 years.
Longer term, I can't say. But midterm meaning 12 months, tourism looks going to be affected. Retail, especially the higher end. Hotels, of course, in relation to tourism. Banks, because of sluggish credit growth due to weak confidence.
Thanks so much, Maria Lapis, Head of Institutional Research at Maybank Kim Eng, Thailand.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.